You're listening to the Eternity Socials Sunday Night Stream.
We have so much fun. You guys are the best.
Taking your requests and playing the best in contemporary and classic Christian gospel music.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Well, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. This life has grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars is flown, I'll fly away.
Welcome along to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials. My name is Chris Armstrong. That's good to have you all in. Kicking off the show there with Keith Urban. and his version of I'll Fly Away. Fairly bluegrassy in the twang there, so hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Good to see so many listening so far, and a big hello to a few request shoutouts already from the likes of Linda Cameron there, Heather McMacken and Jacob Fullerton. Your songs are coming right up as well. Hello to Susan McDowell there, as per usual, and a few others checking in as well. Joan Irwin, Amy Neal, and Tracy McAllister. Good to see you all in. Paul McAuley there as well, and Helen Boyce, yeah. So plenty on. Keep her going. And if you are enjoying the music, be sure to give us a wee share on the, hit the share button there and get the word out that the Eternity Socials live stream is on the go. Yeah, so a warm welcome to you. If you haven't heard us before, check us out on Amazon Music. All the podcasts are on there to listen to. Just go on to Amazon Music, type in Eternity Socials, and you'll find everything that we have done each and every Sunday night, right from Easter Sunday until now. Later on in the show, we'll be sharing some news from the Christian Institute, as we always have done as of maybe the last month or so. It's good to share what they're doing and what's going on in the Christian world each week. As well as that, we'll be hearing from David and Alison as well. They've put together a wee voice clip for us with their favourite song and verses as well. So looking forward to that. So stay tuned for that. Right up now though, for Heather McMacken, this is Rend Collective with Rescuer. Good news off there. Well, it's the title track from their album in 2018, so turn it up and enjoy. Then we'll get Jacob Fullerton's song on for him as well.
He's our rescuer, he's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound, oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. There is good news for the captive, good news for the shamed. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer, he's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Riches for the poor, he is friendship for the world.
Great song there from Ren Collective, Rescuer, and a word in that song, redemption. You would hardly hear it these days much, an old-fashioned word. If you have equipment, you can redeem that against something. And what do we have as Christians? We have Jesus' blood to redeem against our sins. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Cliff Richard now. This is Saviour's Day for Jacob Fullerton there. Thanks for that. If you've just tuned in and you have a song you want to hear, let us know what that is and we'll endeavour to get that on for you.
Now we have been through the harvest, winter is truly begun. Now we have walked in the chill of the night. We are waiting for the Saviour's Day. Started their journey home to be with someone on the Savior's Day. Open your eyes on Savior's Day. Don't look back or turn away. Life can be yours if you only stay.
Raise all that you got.
gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me, is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that He's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. You're waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord.
I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh yeah. Raise up, eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Eyes closed, one thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Praise up.
Chris Tomlin there. Thank you, Lord. Always Chris Tomlin and Friends album out during the summer there. Featuring Thomas Rhett and Florida Georgia Line.
Thank you, Lord.
Chris Armstrong here with the Eternity Socials Sunday night stream. And we are about 20 minutes into it. So thank you for all the requests so far. I've still one more to play, and that is for Linda Cameron. And that's the All Souls Orchestra with Majesty. And it's coming up in a few moments. And over the course of the stream since we started in Easter Sunday, we've had many organisations and people taking part as well, from the likes of school SUs, church groups, youth groups, and a few individuals as well. We have another group tonight. Well, I say group, they are a couple. Okay, I want to say a big hello to David and Alison McAree. Alison and David have been listening in right from the very start, and Alison's messaged different times for different songs and bits of encouragement, so I really appreciate that, and thank you. As Eternity Socials, we were meant to be doing their wedding party during the summer, and then obviously with COVID-19 it was postponed until November, and now it's been moved again until next year. And you know, times are very uncertain, but what time is there ever any complete certainty? You know, we're told to live each day as it comes, take one day at a time, boast not of the morrow, for what shall a day bring forth? And the only certainty we can have is that Christ Jesus is with us in each and every step that we take. He's with us through thick and thin. And God's promise to us is that He will never completely judge us again if we have Christ's blood over us. That we have our transgressions, it tells us that our sins in the Bible are removed as far as the east is from the west. That moment that we repent, that moment that we accept Jesus, we are redeemed. And that's the only certainty we have in life. We don't know what will come of tomorrow or what a day will bring. And it's important that we should have ourselves steadfast and secure in that hope that is Jesus Christ. We're going to hear from the Macarees right now. This is their scriptures that they want to share with us. And then we'll hear what their song is at the end as well. So have a listen and thank you.
A verse that has been special to us, especially over the past year, is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He has made all things beautiful in his time. In life, we go through many seasons. We go through mountains and valleys, successes and failures, joy and sorrow. But yet, we must remember that God can use the seasons that don't seem quite so beautiful and turn these around in his will and use them for good.
One of our favourite songs that has helped us to keep going through the valleys of life is Yes and Amen, where we were reminded, faithful you are, faithful forever, you will be, and our confidence lies in God's faithfulness.
As we enter a new week, not knowing what lies before us this week, and no matter what season of life we currently find ourselves in, we need to remember that God is faithful. We can trust him with our worries, our fears, our hurts, our sorrows, and our joy, and know that his love endures forever.
Father of kindness, you have poured out grace. You brought me out of darkness, you have filled me with peace. Giver of mercy, you're my help in time of need. Lord, I can't help but see. Faithful you are, faithful forever you will be. Faithful you are, and all your promises are yes and amen. All your promises are yes and amen.
Your faithfulness, faithful.
listening to the same old, same old? Looking for a rescue? We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
Okay.
Soul's Orchestra there with Martin Smith, and that is Majesty for Linda Cameron. Thank you for the suggestion on that one. Still to come then, we're going to be talking about the Christian Institute and what they have been up to and what they're sharing with us this week, including including a case where the US Supreme Court has been ruled unconstitutional. New York State has been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court about church numbers. And as well, we talked about it last week. We're talking a bit more about it this week. The ITV Emmerdale situation. So there's a boy beside me here called James, and he hears words and he's chirping away. Say hello.
Hello.
Say, what else do you want to say?
I want to say, after Ezra and Matt.
Okay, he wants to say hello to Ezra and Matt. Is that right? Okay. Say hello to everybody listening. Hello everybody listening.
I want to sing.
Okay. They're still to come. Carried away, right? Shall we keep the music on, shall we? This is next up, we have the Lo and Behold with Waymaker. And if you have any song requests, get them on there. Let us know what you want to hear, and we'll be sure to play them. So we can't play any Christmas stuff yet, not for a while. We said a week or two ago, we'll wait till December. So only next Sunday we can start playing Christmas music, and we definitely will, without a doubt. Anyway, turn it up and enjoy. This is the Lo and Behold with Waymaker.
Old Isaiah said it first, and John repeated the verse. Make a way, make straight a way. The prayer of faith was heard, so again we say those words. Make a way, make straight a way. If you're lost or if you're found, come on and sing it with us now. You can make a way, you can make a way. You are the way maker. You can make a way, you can make a way. You are the way maker. When your back's against the wall and your faith begins to stall, would you make a way? Make straight a way. When the weight's too much to bear, oh, let this be your prayer. Make a way, oh, make straight a way. If you're up or if you're down, come on and sing it with us now.
Waymaker there. I hope you enjoyed that one. I discovered that one. I was like looking for a song, called Way, the big one called Waymaker. I was looking for something a bit different, and I just happened to come across those guys pure randomly. I was going to say purely by chance, but of course there is no such thing as chance, because everything is divine, and It's all connected. So yeah, I came across that. So I really appreciate that song. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it as well. Next up, we're going to play a bit of Philippa Hannah. We've been chatting to her in the background for the last little while, and she's going to appear on here at some point. So not tonight, but sometime soon. And we're still chatting and getting a date organized, but it will happen at some point. So we're really looking forward to that. And one song I love that I played a few times from it is My Troubled Soul. So why not? Let's fire it on. Bit of Tim Hughes coming up as well.
My troubled soul, why so weighed down? You weren't meant to bear this heavy load, so cast all your burdens upon the Lord. 'Cause Jesus cares, He cares for you. Jesus cares, He cares for you. And all your worrying won't help you make it through. So cast all your burdens upon the Lord, and trust again in the promise of His love. And I will praise the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, the lifter of my head. Praise the rock of my salvation. All my days are in His faithful hands. Why so upset? In troubled times, though you so easily forget to cast all your burdens upon the Lord. 'Cause Jesus cares, He cares for you. Of His love.
Yeah.
Alexa is ready to socialize tonight.
I'm up for an all-nighter. How about you?
Join us. Just say, Alexa, play the Eternity Socials podcast.
Should have been, so him redeem me, clean me, wash good and thing. Me stop lose, me get victory and win.
When me
sing the next try,
when my
life was next to die.
High,
but me Christ come die. So guess what? Him wash the tears from me high. Me need him supply. Him give me one more chance to try. Him brought me low. God me never did no. But mercy God show, blessing me store. Everything when me have to him when me hold.
Jeremy and Edwards there, and Lift Jesus Higher. Came in on a wee request there on the last stream before the video crashed. I can't remember who it was for, but hopefully you've heard it. So thanks for that. So yes, each and every stream that we do, there's always a video crash somewhere because Facebook takes us down. So if you are tuned in and it does go down, we're straight back up within a few moments. So don't go too far away. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. And we have about 15 minutes left of the live stream still to go. So let's carry on. So I would share some news from the Christian Institute. One story, the first of the two we're going to share, as comes from America. A limit imposed on the number of worshippers by the state of New York has been ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. And a 5-4 majority verdict, the court prohibited Governor Cuomo from enforcing severe restrictions on the number of attendees at religious services. The case was brought by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and two Orthodox Jewish congregations, but the ruling applies to all religious services. Governor Cuomo sought to limit statewide gatherings in places of worship to just 10 people in designated COVID-19 red zones and to 25 people in COVID-19 orange zones. However, the justices branded the restrictions unconstitutional and said they could find no evidence that religious gatherings had contributed to the spread of COVID-19. In their opinion, the regulations had singled out houses of worship for especially harsh treatment and ruled that if enforced, the governor's executive order would cause irreparable harm. In a statement, Justice Gorsuch expressed puzzlement at why uniform restrictions should apply to the largest cathedrals and synagogues, irrespective of any precautions taken, such as social distancing, wearing masks, and disinfecting spaces between services. Of course, a story that's close to our hearts here in Northern Ireland, where just today then we have not been able to meet for public worship in the church buildings that we have in our country. And I know a few people are kind of up in arms about this, as I would be too, because you can go to the garden centre and buy your plants, you can go to the off-licence and buy alcohol, but you can't go to the church building to worship God. And I think Stormont have maybe lost their way a little bit in the respect of our great God. And it is a subject that we need to pray about considerably, and hopefully I encourage that we all do. Still to come then, we're chatting a bit more about the Emmerdale storyline on the Down syndrome case, and we'll do that in a moment. Here is Tim Hughes with Arms. That came in from David McRoberts. So yeah, let's turn him on here. Some see that coming up as well, and maybe room for one more song after that. If you have any suggestions, let us know.
Empty-handed, here I come. I've nothing left to give you. Take my heart and all I am. Who else, Lord, can I run to? Every part of me you see, I'm an open book before you. Jesus, take me as I am. I can come no other way. Your arms are big enough for me. Your arms are big enough for me. Years of washed away in the beauty of your presence. In this moment, every day, perfect love will carry me. Your arms are big enough for me, Jesus. Strong enough
Tim Hughes there and Arms, and that was for David McRoberts. Thank you very much. So how do we check there during that song? And our podcasts are still there on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, I suppose you could call it as well. So I'm not sure why you're not getting updates, but they're definitely there. So definitely go and have a look. As well as that, then we are on Amazon Music, Google and Apple Podcasts, and the TuneIn Radio and Podcast app as well. So any of those apps at all, just go to it, type in Eternity Socials, and you will find all our podcasts there from Easter right up until now. And tonight's will be on before you wake up in the morning. So, there's plenty there to listen to, an hour each time. And we do this every Sunday night live on Facebook from 8:30. We record it and bundle it up and fire it online as an audio after each stream. So have a listen. And if any songs you want to hear, get in touch throughout the week or on the Sunday night on the live stream itself, and let us know what you want to hear. So I was talking about the Christian Institute and Emmerdale. We talked about Emmerdale last week on the Down Syndrome storyline. The Christian Institute have updated this week with another actress joining in on the debate. Sally Phillips has branded ITV irresponsible for broadcasting an Emmerdale storyline about a couple who have an abortion because their baby is diagnosed with Down's syndrome. The actress, whose son Ollie has the condition, told the Daily Mail, "The use of a Down syndrome diagnosis brings unnecessary hurt to a group of individuals, many of whom watch and enjoy the show precisely because there is a character with Down syndrome." She added that running with this storyline in Disability Awareness Month was at best poorly informed and thoughtless, and at worst irresponsible. The storyline has been heavily criticised, with a petition against it quickly reaching over 23,000 signatures. And we go on to say that Heidi Kreuter, a 25-year-old with Down's syndrome, said, "I'm so upset. Having this horrible story gives such a terrible message. I won't be watching, but I feel angry that there might be people with Down syndrome who will watch and feel worthless." In a legal case brought by Heidi to the High Court, it is set to consider the current law on abortion, which allows children with Down syndrome to be aborted up to birth. You can read more on that on the Christian Institute website, along with many, many other stories and points for prayer as well. With each one of those stories, of course, there's something we can pray over. So I would use that as a guide to come up with something different to pray about, and something that definitely does indeed need our prayers, that one right there. But let's keep the music coming, shall we? Two songs left, we're about 25 minutes past nine, so 5 minutes left to go, but we'll squeeze two in, and we're asked to play some Sila. So I've picked out one, and this is Before the Throne of God Above.
A strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me depart, no tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair,
and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there, who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God.
Well, that takes us up to 9:30. One more song left to go, but before we do that, we'll finish with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you again for this for the past week that we've had, Lord, for the things that we've came to and the way that you've brought us through it. And we just thank you for your Son who died for each and every one of us, Lord, who shed his precious blood on Calvary so that we may have that life to the full and forgiveness of our sins. We pray for the week ahead that you'll be with us in all that we do and all that we say. Help us, those of us that are saved, to be representatives of you, Lord, on this world that we live in. A light in the darkness, Lord, to point others towards you. We just pray as well for anybody, Lord, that's struggling with this virus right now, for loved ones and for family, Lord. Just draw close to us. Help us to have a stillness that only you can provide. And we just pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And don't forget then, we do this every Sunday night. If you've just tuned in and this is your first one, a warm welcome, but we're nearly almost done. But if you want to have a listen again, get yourself over to the Eternity Socials website, eternitysocials.com, and you can have click on the podcasts and you'll see all that we've done there since Easter Sunday. And as well, you can listen on a few of the podcast apps that are right there. So Amazon Music, Google and Apple Podcasts, and the TuneIn Radio app as well. We're going to finish off with Matt Redman, and come in as a suggestion there from Vanessa Hodgin. And then Brian Morton next door there, you were looking for a bit of Psalm 119 from the New Scottish Hymns. We're out of time, but we'll definitely get that one slotted in for you next week. And hopefully we'll see some of you back again then as well. But let's finish off Matt Redman. This is One Day When We All Get to Heaven.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away, no more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, no more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. One day we will see face to face Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed on that day. And one day we'll be free, free indeed, Jesus. One day all the struggle will cease, and we will see your glory revealed. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Yes, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. No more tears, no more pain, no cancer, no depression, no more fear. To heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Quite an emotional song there, I think, anyway. But what a day that will be. I was at a, it didn't sound during lockdown. I've maybe told this story before, but during lockdown and the worst of the lockdown, I was doing sound at a funeral for a young family here in Strade, in the village that I live. And I don't know how to put it really, but the wife, the little family, a young family, just slightly younger than me, and the mother died of cancer. And you know the death has no bars. You know, it's widespread. You know, it's never you've lived your life and you've done your thing and it's time to go. But it just takes anybody any time. And that song there was played at the funeral, and it's quite an emotional one for me. I think it just brings back that day to me. But you know, that family, although she's gone, she left a husband and a little boy who's he must be around about two, near enough two now, and it's terrible. But you know, they're saved. As bad as a death, an untimely death is, they can take rest and comfort and faith that know that. His wife or their mother was saved, and they will reunite again in heaven. But I dread to think of a family where one or two maybe are saved and the others aren't, and then something happens, and you know, as a Christian, you know that if they're not saved, well then the Bible says that they will end up in a lost eternity, and that's so hard to deal with, in my opinion. I know I've lost folks near me, an uncle, he was 46, he died of cancer, but I know he was saved. My granda died of leukemia as well, and I know he was saved. And you can take, as bad as times are, you can take such comfort knowing that these people are saved and that we will meet again one day. But what about you? What about your loved ones? Are they praying for you tonight? That's what I want to leave. Yeah, but we've gone on. Let's wrap it up. And thank you again for listening. Back again next Sunday night from 8:30, God willing, live on the Eternity Socials Facebook page. And until then, have a good week. I do pray God will be with you in all that we do. And indeed, God bless. Thank you once again. Good night.
The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go.
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could.